This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue on Pet Life Radio. I am coming to you live today from the Hampton Classic Horse Show. This is the 50th anniversary of this amazing horse show, and I am so proud because every year I host Adoption Day, which is really an amazing thing when you consider that horses from all over the world are here. They range from hundreds of thousands of dollars to the millions, and we have horses here for adoption. There's also wonderful shelters here from all over Long Island and New York, so we have dogs and incredible animals for adoption, and I'm really proud to be part of this event, which is sponsored by Georgina Bloomberg and brought to you by the Equus Foundation, an incredible organization. So when we come back, I'm going to be bringing you interviews with amazing equestrians that are taking part of this event. And again, today at the Hampton Classic Horse Show, it is all about giving back at Adoption Day. Stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, coming to you live, as I mentioned in the open, from the 50th anniversary of the Hampton Classic Horse Show. And for me, the most special day of the year is this day, Adoption Day. I have been co-hosting with the wonderful Valerie Angeli from Equus Foundation for 14 years. This is an incredible event sponsored by equestrian extraordinaire Georgina Bloomberg, and I am really thrilled and honored to be back every year to educate people to the joys and the importance of rescuing and adopting horses and dogs and all of the wonderful animals that are available here at the Classic today. And my guest coming up is my new co-host this year, Stefania DeFelice, is joining me. We're also going to be talking to her mother, Gabby Karen DeFelice, and her famous grandmother. You all know this name, the one, the only, Donna Karen, the designer extraordinaire. They are all with us today, and we are going to start with my new co-host, Stefania, and her wonderful grandma.
She call you grandma?
Granny K.
Granny K, the one and only Donna Karen. Your granddaughter is truly unbelievable. When I met her, I fell in love, and I said, please, host Adoption Day with me. So what is it about animals? Not just because you're an equestrian, but you love to give back, and you really want to take care of them and rescue them.
I mean, there's so much neglect in this world, and I think people don't realize there's a lot of animals that need attention and they need our help. And this is so important just to be there for them and provide like the resources that we have. We're so privileged. So I think it's really important to spread awareness.
That's great. Aren't you proud of your granddaughter? I know you're a big rescuer, Donna. You got one of your rescue dogs right here at this show a couple of years ago.
Two.
Two. Oh my goodness. Any chance of getting
I was
first today?
I was going for a third. I am going for a third, but what I really need at this point is dogs that can help me. I can help them. And, you know, it's like a connection between me and the dog and me. Because I need more help, I think, than the dog does.
But it's so important also to instill the message of rescue and adoption. You know, you started young. When you were very young, you knew from your mom. Yes, and your grandma, how important it was to adopt and take care of these animals, right?
I think we have the resources to help them out. And I mean, I love dogs, horses, all of the above. So I'm happy to give.
I think it's a wonderful thing that she will marry a horse.
So now I have Stefania's mother here. I'm so excited, Gabby.
Well, I'm happy Jill got my daughter involved at a Hampton screening at my mom's house.
That's right.
Connecting the dots.
Movie, and I said, you have to let your daughter. Yes, you have to let your daughter be part of Adoption Day because it's so important. And without even a breath, Stefania said, I want to do it. Because she was raised in a family, all of you care so deeply about animals and taking care of them and rescuing them.
We have two rescues that we got at the horse show since Stefania's been riding here since she was five. Enzo and Jerry.
What about the one we got in...
We have a pot cake too. And as a horseback rider, I'm so excited for her to be involved in what you started.
Well, we announced this our debut year, but I'm hoping you're going to be a regular.
Yeah.
Because this is the only horse show in the country of this caliber that does an adoption day. And we created this 14 years ago, so we're very proud.
Florida.
They don't do anything like this. And it's really a shame because, you know, this is a very privileged area. Horses can be in the millions of dollars, and people don't realize you can adopt a pretty amazing animal here. Some of these horses can go on to have another show career, be a companion animal, a trail horse. They have purpose.
Oh, she knows. You know. How many do you have now, Stefania?
I've got three horses.
Any in, like, just... You know, retired.
I have three in retirement.
I loved Anna's reaction when she saw the three in retirement. Go on.
And they're living their best life in the field. And so many acres of land. And I think that's like the best quality of life for them.
It's so great. But again, to instill the importance of taking in and giving back and saving a life.
Yes, 100%. I think animals have helped my daughter really like find her path and find her passion. And I think there's so many more other people that we can inspire to help. Horses heal.
Yes, you started her very young. You started her. She was already like four and already wanting to adopt the world.
Tell us your name. You're so beautiful and chic, and you're with Gabby.
Thank you. Yeah, Gabby's my partner at Tutto Giorno.
Oh my goodness.
And my best friend is right. Oh, thank you.
All the time when Christy takes me.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
So I've seen this one since she was in the belly, and she was always a big heart and loved to adopt anyone and anything.
She's a
rider
too.
She
has a few horses as well in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That is so
I stopped riding, but I love it. And I love horses. And I love visiting Stefania's horses. They're always so noble and sweet and loving.
You stopped riding? And how about your father? He is so supportive of what you do. I watched the relationship. He was so sweet at that event.
He just has
his arms wrapped around you. And he looks at you in a way that every father,
daughter.
Oh.
You have to send that to him.
Yeah, my biggest cheerleader. He's always watching at the end game, no matter how it goes.
Right?
I'm just lucky to have such amazing parents.
This event is sponsored every year by the wonderful Georgina Bloomberg. As you all know, she's an incredible equestrian, but much more important than that is her big heart for animals in need. And it was her idea, along with Valerie Angeli and Equus, back then ASPCA, and I joined them all, to really understand the need to have an event to give back and to bring in these incredible horses up for adoption. And we have a whole area of dogs from shelters all over the country. Georgina, first of all, congratulations for yet another year of giving back.
Thank you. Thanks. It's always a great day. I always look forward to it. We're able to, you know, get so many animals adopted, but most importantly, get the message out about, you know, how some horses are treated, the importance of adoption, and, you know, hopefully raise some awareness for a lot of different causes.
And you have, talk about irons in the fire and things going on. What about at your home? How many rescue animals are on your farm and with you at any given time?
Oh man, too many to count. And we have everything. We have dogs, horses, mules. We just adopted an alpaca. We've got a little bit of everything. So I'd have to sit down and do inventory, but we have a whole array of different animals.
You have always been like this your whole life. I've had the pleasure of knowing you for years. And I know at the time when I met you, you weren't a mother. Now, the mom of three just had another baby, Scarlett.
Yep. Yeah. It's very, very busy. Thank you. Yeah. It's, you know, the 2 under 2 is no joke, but, it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, total chaos and, you know, they're, you know, all animal lovers as well. And it makes me so proud when, you know, Jasper, you know, sounds off on somebody for, you know, buying a dog instead of adopting. and or you know, Sebastian goes over and kisses a dog or hugs. It makes me so proud to see them develop their own love of animals.
It's amazing at this young age, you've instilled the need and importance to rescue, and they are all growing up with that in their soul.
Yeah, I hope so.
And what's on the horizon for you? You're not showing this year.
I'm not, you know, I wasn't ready. Scarlett's just over 2 months, and I just haven't had the time to, you know, get myself fit and to be sort of where I need to be mentally and physically to be here. This is a big horse show and it's a big stage, and I just had to make the smart decision and the safe decision and say that I wasn't ready.
Well, you're amazing. At least you're here for Adoption Day. And thank you so much for doing this every year and having me be part of it.
Well, thank you for everything you do for it. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, great. And listen, the message again, adopt, adopt, adopt. I have to point out to all my listeners all over the world that I was just made an Equus star. I'm so honored.
It took you this long to do it.
I know. I said I was so happy and to be in this company, Valerie.
Right.
And Valerie, now we get to finally interview you, which is so great because Valerie works this show. I think you put 6 months a year in on this, gearing up for the big day. Every year she starts probably, would you say, after the first of the year, January, to real?
Sure, absolutely, because it's actually quite a commitment because these rescues are wonderful, but a lot of them are on a very small budget, and they put what they have into the horse welfare. Return to Freedom Wild Mustang Sanctuary in California is here. Rising Star Horse Rescue. We have superhero rescue horses and so on and so on. And it's a lot of coordination. Also, just when you think you know who's coming for adoption, they get adopted, which is a really good thing, but it's a little bit of an issue trying to replace them and bring another adoptable who really needs a home. And every stall that's free is another horse that can come in and have a life saved and get a life and be transitioned into a wonderful horse for somebody that wants to adopt and save a life.
Well, I am so proud to be part of this with you every year. Year 14, I can't believe it. And thank you for including me, but thank you for the heartfelt hours and months that you put into this event.
You inspired me. I got to know you because of the Hampton Classic, and your love of animals was legendary. I'd see you on the Today Show all the time talking about horse animal welfare. Of course, I saw your book, Horses, what is it?
People we know, Horses They Love. Good.
I had seen that and I fell in love with that book. And then I got to know Georgina, and this idea was born to do a whole day at this show for animal welfare. And who better than you and Georgina Bloomberg, legendary animal welfare expert. Together, we're a team and we made this work. And thanks to Georgina's sponsorship, it's the best day ever.
And we should mention that Valerie not only runs this event and works with Equus, she also works with Long Island Veterinary.
Yes, Long Island University, it's a brand new, the Lewitt College of Veterinary Medicine on Long Island. And, you know better than anyone as an animal person what a need there is for veterinarians in the country. And we are training and putting out veterinarians. I went to LIU. I'm an alum of LIU. And I went there because I could bring my horse to school with me. I had a show horse and I took him to the beautiful LIU campus. There was no vet school then. As of 5 years ago, there is a vet school, and it's incredible and state of the art. And I am so proud to have been asked to represent that as well. So I'm here representing LIU. Talk to me if you have any interest in being part of the new vet school. We have naming opportunities for lecture halls and simulator labs that help you learn on animals where it's not invasive, it's robotic instead.
Unbelievable.
Super high tech. And I'm still going to drag you for a tour of the vet school. You have to come. And thank you for mentioning that, because we're all here together because
to make a difference.
And making a difference in our own way. And together, it's magic for animals that need a voice.
Well, that is the perfect note to end on another great Adoption Day at the 50th anniversary of the Hampton Classic Horse Show. I am Jill Rappaport. You've been listening to a live edition of Rappaport to the Rescue right in Bridgehampton, New York. And we want to tell everyone, please open up your hearts and homes to an animal in need. I can promise you it'll be the best gift you not only give them, but especially yourself. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.